Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Filling in for our host, Marty Grunder, this week is Grow Group Vice President Vince Torchia. I'll let him take it from here.
Everybody, Vince Torchia here from The Grow Group for another exciting episode of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. This week, I'm at home recording a short episode for us to kick off 2025, and the focus of this episode is going to be for the team members out there that we have that listen to The Grow Show. A lot of our content is for leaders. A lot of our content is for evergreen, whether you're a salesperson or an operations manager. There's things you can learn from, but today I just want to talk to the team members, right? Those that have goals they want to accomplish inside of their companies in 2025, that aren't owners, that aren't on a leadership team. I am somebody who started as an intern, grew my way through a company, and I just wanted to peel back some of the things that I've done that worked for me, that I've seen work with others for you to focus on in 2025. So let's get into it. Number one, as a team member, go first, right? Be the change you want to see in the organization. Go first, ask for forgiveness later. If there's things that you see that need to happen, that need to change, that you want to change for the positive, make a plan and go execute it. Don't get in a room of 15 people and ask their opinion. Don't make a pro-con list that has 100 on each side. If you know it's the right thing to do and you're confident that it's going to make the organization, make the process, make the meeting, make whatever it is you're trying to change better, just go change it, right? It will be okay. Things will get better as it goes on. The first version is not always as good as the last version, but do not overthink it. Just go execute it. Ask for forgiveness later if you need to. That's just a muscle you have to practice. It's something you have to get used to doing, but go first, make the change you want to make and get better as you go, but go take action. That's number one. Number two, learn to anticipate, or another way to think about that is learn to connect the dots, right? When you see something happening in sales and it affects operations or purchasing or procurement or anything else, see that and anticipate and be able to call out the challenges or even better yet, the opportunities that can happen when dots are connected. So what that means is look outside of the silo that you're in, whether you're in sales or production or procurement or finance or office management, look outside of that silo and think, how does this affect other areas of the organization, right? And ultimately what you want to get to is we want to make this cost less or be done in less time and create a better experience for our clients. If we can do those three things, if we can reduce the cost, reduce the time, and make a better experience for our clients, we're going to win. So learn to anticipate, learn to connect the dots by seeing across other silos of the organization and finding those opportunities or removing those challenges for your team. And again, everybody will win in that process. Number three, communicate back to people you're working with on the status of the things you're working on. Many times as team members, we have many projects that are open, we have many things that we're working on, and the people that we report to have other projects going on as well, and they're not always thinking about the things that they've even assigned to us, right? It just happens in the daily course of business. So always a good reminder to report back or give status updates to people that have given you tasks. So number one, it shows you're in control of the project and that you're moving the ball forward. But number two, again, you're anticipating, right, the questions that you're going to get and you're fulfilling them for them. So whether it's with a client, whether it's an internal project, something that you're working on, if somebody gave something to you, right, they've given you the ball, let you run with it, you need to communicate back to them with updates on your project or status without them asking you. The update might be there is no update. The update might be it's done. But again, find ways using your calendar, using project management to communicate back to people that have given you projects the status on them. Number four, you're going to have things you don't agree with that happen at your company. It happens everywhere, all the time. It's okay. It's a part of business, right? Not everything can be put up for a vote and the most popular vote wins. It doesn't work that way, right? As we all know. So I encourage all of you team members out there, when something comes up that you don't agree with, but you understand why it's happening in the organization, that needs to be the end of it, right? You can accept that and then you move on. Right? Make sure you throw up your challenge flag. Make sure you explain why you think maybe another decision would be better. But at the end of the day, when something's been decided, that's it, right? You've got to put that away, not take your toys home and go home and cry, right? That old saying. But you say, okay, I don't agree with that, but I accept it's what's best for the organization. So let's move forward together. And finally, my last point, take ownership of the things that are yours. What does that mean? You own them completely from the time you wake up till the time you go to bed. Whether it was successful, whether it was a failure, whether you learned in the process, whether you won, whether you lost, take ownership of it. Be the reason the project wins. Be the reason that things go well, right? Nobody on any team is ever going to fault anybody else for taking ownership of something completely. Whether it was yours to begin with or not, doesn't matter. Whether you started it or somebody else started it, does not matter. When it comes into your wheelhouse, when it comes into your inbox, when it comes into your sphere of influence in the organization, take ownership of it. Drive that thing home and you'll be glad you did, because you will learn a ton in the process. Even more so, sometimes it was somebody else's project that came to you that now you're taking ownership of. You will learn a ton and you will be really in a better spot to manage your next project when you take ownership of something to completion. So let me go back through my points very quickly as you think about 2025 for yourself. Go first, right? Execute, ask for forgiveness later, but go first, be the change that you want to see. Anticipate, look at other areas of the organization, see how they connect together, right? Get out of your silo to see other silos and think, how can we save money? How can we save time? How can we make a client experience better? By again, looking at things from many different angles. Make sure you communicate back your status on projects that were given to you by people that you report to. Again, whether there is no update, whether the project is done, whether you haven't even started yet, that's okay. But make sure you are going first in terms of communication about that. When something comes up that you don't agree with, but you know why you're doing it for the organization's sake, say, hey, agree to disagree, but I accept what we're doing as an organization and we're going to move forward. And that's the last that we're going to talk about this. And then finally, take ownership of the things that come into your inbox, of the things that come into your world, and take them across the finish line for a win. And you'll always be glad that you did. I hope in a small way I've helped you this week set your plans out for 2025. Looking forward to seeing all of you at Grow 2025 in Columbus, Ohio, in just about a month and a half. As always, we're here to help you at the Grow Group. If there's something you would like to see covered on a future episode of the Grow Show, email us at grow@growgroupinc.com. That's all for this week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.